9W4FCM.
4QHV mobile.
4FCM and Rain ETR.
Mark over here, I'm in Pendleton. How are you?
Hey, doing very well, thanks. Just trying to find a dry spot and stay dry today. Just storms and more storms, huh?
Getting a reprieve from the liquid falling from the sky at the moment here in Pendleton, but sure is wet.
Rained all night here in TR, and they're saying around noon today some heavy storms coming, so just a rainy day. I'm retired, so I'll get chicken eggs and stay and do nothing. Not a bad day. W4FCM name is Fred here in TR.
That sounds like a pretty fine day to me as well. What'd you do before you retired?
I was a teacher, elementary teacher. My doctorate's from the University of South Carolina, PhD in elementary ed. Started out teaching fourth grade, ended up graduate school, and then retired. So I'm fourth through graduate, quite a spread.
A very good career there. You probably touched a lot of people's minds and helped develop a lot of young people into very fine, you know, people in our society.
Yeah, W4FCM, I'm very fortunate and very much enjoyed it. I'm sure they did, thank you. Special ed, never boring. I teach emotionally handicapped. Either love it or quit. And I love the job, so... very rewarding, and enjoyed the kids. Still got friends with many of them.
I enjoy working with people that have disabilities as well.
Until you get their trust, then you don't have a problem. You know, jumping up, getting nose to nose, screaming, F you, Dr. Maxwell. So call my mom. She's so drunk with the guys. What's she gonna do to me? I just took a deep breath, said, JW, son, get out of my face where I do something to you. He was so mad that I didn't get mad, he went plumped in his chair and pouted. It's all about control. Every day, can they control you? So, when they learn they can't, they give up eventually. W4FCM.
Traffic there, I just crossed the bridge. They had one lane shut down on for repairing potholes. Sorry for that brief silence there. But yeah, they can be definitely abusive until you've gained their trust, no doubt. They're much stronger. I don't know if much stronger, but they use more force typically, so you know, you gotta be prepared for that.
Teachers and my daughters are, so we have husband, wife, and two daughters teachers, so is it in the family, W4FCM.
So now that you're out of teaching, what occupies your time these days besides the chickens?
Well, I'm a hammer operator, do a bit for that. Gardening, have 18 tomato plants, and I think 10 pepper, and picking tomatoes and cucumbers and 5 chickens. Between all that, keeps pretty busy.
Peppers you're growing?
Kind of what?
What kind of peppers do you have in the garden?
Well, I once did Carolina Reaper, and one's hotter than that. But they were just ghost pepper. I couldn't eat those. I do cayenne and jalapeno. I can pick the cayenne right from the vine, just eat them like a carrot. Same with jalapeno, but that's about it. Cayenne, jalapeno, and they're just loaded this year. And I've never had a garden produce more with the rain than we have.
We haven't even had much of a chance to, I decided to do a new plot this year, and it's just been so wet. I just recently had time to go and get the ground mounded up and covered with plastic and irrigation system, and it's been just so wet, I haven't been able to run the tractor through it.
Last year, so it may rot, but now we got squash bugs, first time ever, but dishwashing soap pretty much killed most of them, but always some eat in the garden. If it's not ladybugs or Japanese beetles, squash bugs. But so raccoons and possums eat the chickens and bugs eat the garden. So it's a constant war in W4FCM.
You raise your own chickens or you just purchase new chicks whenever you need?
Yeah, we just keep them for eggs and just to have them. Grandchildren named them Goldilocks, Oreo, black and white one, and Blackie. Mainly for them. When these die, we won't get any more, but these are just going to live their natural life, and when they're finished, that'll be the end of the chickens.
So have you thought about maybe housing pigeons, like homing pigeons? Ever running some pigeons?
Chop, you thought about what?
You ever thought about trying to raise some homing pigeons and get them homing back to your lot?
No, I haven't thought about that, no. We got a half acre room to do a lot, but been watching grandchildren and stuff. Just the 5 chickens and garden, that's it. Yeah, the garden actually is keeping me pretty busy. I pick pockets full of peppers every day. And our island's filling with cucumbers. We're running out of room for cucumbers this year.
With cucumbers, is I take a cow panel, one of the really solid ones with the large wire, and I bend it into a U shape and stick the, I guess, ends of the U into the ground to make a trellis. And then the cucumbers love it. They fill up that whole tunnel with cucumbers.
I have to look it up, but thank you. Always like good ideas. Yes, some of them like to climb. Some of them like to crawl on the ground, so we've got English cucumbers and regular, and my wife makes great bread and butter pickles and dill pickles, so nothing goes to waste.
Well, on a reaper plant this year, if you'd like one.
They're so hot I couldn't eat them, and ghost pepper, too. You eat them and like, whoa. Yeah, I thought I could just chew those like I do a cayenne, but no, they're good in a hot jar. They make stuff hot in the jar, but eating them, beyond my ability, W4FCM.
Put into one of those Carolina Reapers, adjusted your little heat scale there or something, huh?
Pepper. Make good salsa, though, but as far as just taking them and eat, this morning, yesterday, I picked 2 jalapenos. You've got to pick them and eat them and throw the stem away. Then hurry back to the house and get some peanut butter or cheese or something. W4FCM.
Block those receptors from making you think that your head's about to explode.
You got to get something real soon, but yeah, well, be careful driving in the rain. I guess it's going to be all day. Yeah, I think my son's a landscaper, so today's a bust for him. I guess he can't work today, too, W4FCM.
Yeah, it's any rain, so roads all dry here now.
It was raining here, just a light mist. Not much enough to get you damp, but not bad at all.
Stuff. I have a small hot sauce company, and we basically only use Carolina Reapers in our sauces, so that's part of our, I guess, what we do is we have sauces that are hotter than what you can find in the store.
But then, yeah, it's funny, we go to these sampling stations, they have them out of reach, because they won't be sued by anybody. You guys said, no, give the jab that. It is hot, and I'm ghost pepper, too. Scoville units are just way up there, W4FCM.
I planted way over 100, but I got 127 reaper plants at the moment.
A lot of peppers, that's huge. That's a lot of peppers coming in, W4FCM.
Yeah, make a few thousand bottles of hot sauce this year.
Where?
Markets. I go up to North Carolina and sell it at farmers markets there as well, and I have a website. You can't purchase it on the website, but there's a contact form you can fill out, and I can get in touch with you that way.
Oh, and you have to look it up. If I get the name, I'll look it up.
FirebirdSauceCo.com.
Hey, well, thank you. I missed your name in all this. Didn't ever get your name.
Can't confirm, copy.
There we go. Yeah, a little bit choppy, or maybe me, actually. W4FCM.
No, you're coming in nice and solid. I'm on the road here, and I live in a forest, essentially, so we're driving through some trees and some other vegetation that tends to chop out a little bit.
Okay, I'm sure will. Yeah, I've got, 80 watts and a vertical, 80 feet up, so probably hit the repeater. Not too noisy. I'm W4FCM.
Into the repeater right now?
Yeah, sure, Amy. I probably don't need that much. I can't really turn the linear off under the table here, so it's either it or nothing.
Yeah, you sound fantastic, like you're sitting right beside me here.
Yeah, I've been up for years and years. Yeah, I've got barely quite a station. I've got 4 radios, an L4B of 450, a TS50, and a 480, and so I've got a good station here, W4FCM. You can see it online, Fred Maxwell. And I'm never use a linear, but it's there if I need it. And it does a legal limit plus. L4B is a beast.
We're not getting into that. I've only been a hand a few months, so I'm still kind of building my equipment here. I'm using a beam antenna typically to get into the Greenville repeater here at my base station. But right now I just have a little antenna that's mounted to the top of the car.
Got such height, I'm sure that serves you probably full quieting most areas. Yeah, so much pollen lately. I lose my voice each day with the pollen, but maybe the rain helped clear that out. So, is the advantage of the rain W4FCM.
Indeed. I used to beekeep for a long time, too, and that was a good time.
Sorry, I missed a little bit of that.
It reminded me of when I used to keep bees, and I was just saying I used to be a beekeeper, and that was a good time.
Times, but the big old Japanese hornets came down and killed them, and every time I'd get them, they'd come down, pick them up to the tree, and eat the head off of them, and after four attempts, I said, okay, I give up. Just could not keep the bees, W4FCM. Don't keep me, I don't want to make you unsafe there, but thanks for calling me, and be careful in driving if it starts raining again, on and off all day. W4FCM and TR.
Pleasure talking to you. Enjoyed meeting you there, and hope to talk to you again sometime. KQ4QHV, clear.